Welcome to the Creative Giant Show, where we go behind the scenes about what it means to live a life full of creative and professional success. Creative giants are talented, renaissance souls with a compassion-fueled bias towards action. Now, here is your host, Charlie Gilkey.
Hello there, I'm Charlie Gilkey. This is the Creative Giant Show, episode 41. Which wolf will you feed? First off, thanks so much for joining me. I always enjoy, you guys on the other side and thinking about you. So thanks for joining me today. I'm going to kick this one off with a parable. It's from the Native American tradition. We're going to say it's Cherokee because, well, that's the closest reference I've been able to find. One evening, an elderly Cherokee brave told his grandson about a battle that goes on inside people. He said, "My son, the battle is between two wolves inside us all. One is evil. It is anger, envy, jealousy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other wolf is good. It is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith." The grandson thought about it for a minute and then asked, "Grandpa, which wolf wins?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one that you feed." As we go about our lives, we can choose which of the wolves we want to feed. We can choose to feed the wolf of joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, and all those good things in every moment. Or we can choose to feed the bad wolves. And we have to remember that it's not often one choice, one feeding of a wolf or the other that creates what we see inside ourselves and what we see inside the world. It's a long history of feeding one wolf over the other. And it starts every day. And these wolves live inside us. And though one wolf, say the good wolf, might at any given point in time be a little bit malnourished, we can always feed it. And though one wolf, i.e. the evil wolf, may be a little bit plump because of choices that we've made in the past, we can choose today to feed a different wolf. It often turns out that what we see in the world from other people, from our circumstances, is very much correlated with the wolves that we're feeding inside of us and inside of other people. When we encourage other people, when we feed their good wolf, we see that. We see that in them, and we see that in the people that they change, and they tend to want to feed other people's good wolves. When someone's bad wolf has been overfed, we tend to see that, and those are the wolves that bite us. Those are the wolves that hurt us, as opposed to those good wolves, which protect us and help us out along the way. In some ways, it reminds me of a song called "A Flame Turns Blue" by David Gray, which is one of my favorite artists. I had the great blessing to see him in concert with Amos Lee a few nights ago here in Portland. And you'll forgive me, my voice is kind of scratchy today because I've been talking and singing and karaoke. It's just been a fun time. So I'm paying for a little bit on the voice, but bear with me. The lyric that really catches me here is, "I'm in collision with every stone I've ever threw." I won't sing the rest of the song, but it's just part of a verse, right? "I'm in collision with every stone I've ever threw." Or as we may say in proper English, "I'm in collision with every stone I've ever thrown." Such a beautiful line. And it's just another way of saying that energy that we put out there in the world, we get back. We throw stones, we get hit by them. We throw out ripples of goodness. Some way or the other, we get hit by that too. And the funny thing about this is, we don't always see it come back at the source in which we share it. We may smile at somebody today, and tomorrow when we need somebody to smile at us, they smile. I think that's, in some traditions they call it karma, and we can call it all sorts of things, right? But I think the more that we feed those good wolves in the world, the more that they come back to us. As you're going about your days, as you're going about your weeks, I hope that in those moments in which it seems so much easier to feed the bad wolf, that you'll choose instead to choose the one that you want to win, the good wolf. Until next time, stand tall.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Giant Show. To find more tools and inspiration for creative giants, head on over to productiveflourishing.com. Stand tall, creative giant.